This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, let's just touch the table on some football non-Detroit. Music will tell us what the hell we're in for here. What is it? Uh-oh. All right, so now this is not the Big Ten. This is actual America.
Big Ten was Oregon, Indiana, and then fill in the blank. So okay. We moved on.
All right.
At honorable mention, 15, Boise State.
Didn't love the performance Friday night. It was good enough. Genty was held largely in check. And once again, Boise's defense, their only way out is to sack you. Good thing they lead America in sacks. Don't love their quarterback. They might be good enough to do this, but man, they go and face some of these big boys you're going to lay out there. Good luck.
At 14, based off of their lack of schedule, Indiana. They've beat everybody.
They haven't played anybody.
But man.
I give an example, people.
Them and Pittsburgh are the Spider-Man meme.
When you want to know why they're only 7-point favorites in East Lansing this weekend, Indiana's strength of schedule's 110. Michigan State, 9th. It just shows you what two different schedules can look like.
Yeah. At number 13, the Alabama Crimson Tide. 6-2. You still have a way to get into the top 12, to get into the playoffs. But right now, I have them on the outside looking in if it were to end today.
Not a playoff team. O-line's not good enough. Secondary's a mess. Quarterback's inconsistent, and they have two losses, one of which is to Vanderbilt. That should automatically disqualify you.
But they beat Georgia.
I don't want to hear it. You lost. You lost to Vandy. You lost to Vandy. And you lost to a Tennessee team who can't throw a forward pass.
But he beat Joe Lewis.
Okay, I'm done. Kenny, your thoughts. Okay, then.
At 12, Clemson Tigers, 6-1.
Show me. They got a stretch coming up. They're going to play the teams they need to play. They played Georgia early and lost. They've done nothing wrong since. They've even, dare I say, run the score up. The next month will dictate everything for them. I'm fine where you have them. They play their way in or play their way out.
Yeah. David? Oh, I thought you were about to say something. I'm sorry. At number 11, go to the Big 12, Iowa State, 7-0, undefeated. Really, your big win, what, Iowa?
Yep.
You got a lot. You have some prove it games to come up.
For me, I just wouldn't put a Big 12 team in. Big 12 sucks. It's an awful conference this year, truthfully. I mean, BYU is a complete fraud. They've been outgained on the season, for God's sakes. You know, ISU should have lost to UCF, a couple of controversial calls.
Kansas State.
I can't throw a forward pass. Colorado, please. Whatever, I know you got to rank them, but I'll just tell you right now, those Big 12 teams look like absolute cannon fodder if they get in.
At number 10, James Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Show me. Show me this weekend. Show me that James Franklin is not this. Show me you can win a big game. This Ohio State team is begging to get beat. They don't control the line of scrimmage. Show me.
Now, the quarterback's a game time decision. So
if Drew Aller's out, I take back everything I said.
Okay. At number nine.
I will say this. Why'd the number go from 4.5 to 3.5 if nobody knows about Aller? Sounds like he's playing.
Does. I got to think if you're Drew Aller, aside from being in a body cast, you're going to play in this game.
Oh, like Nordberg and Naked Gun?
Pretty much.
Perfect.
Look, a Naked Gun and a Coming to America reference in one segment.
I'm here for you.
All right. At number nine, we got BYU. You just talked about them. Sitting there at 8-0.
I think you're insane. But you can put them there. But just look at the data. Look at the construct of how they've won games and actually watch them play.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you would, Rico, I know you too well. There is no scenario you'd watch them and go, man, Mike's got this one really wrong. They are fraudulent.
No, you don't. But I would say, okay, would you take any of the ones sitting on the outside and you know, waiting?
Yes.
Bama?
Yes.
You put Bama there?
Just start naming teams.
Indiana.
They'd all beat BYU.
Boise State.
All of them.
Okay.
Yes.
At number eight?
Be curious. All of them.
Notre Dame sitting there 7-1. They had a bad day against Northern Illinois, but they've handled business since, including taking down one of America's teams.
And every week, Riley Leonard gets a little bit better. Just a little. I'm good with it. Defense is legit. Running game's legit. Navy turning it over 6 times when you hadn't turned it over since August 31st. Not legit. Rico's a communist who works for North Korea. Next.
All I know is I took Navy in.
I don't want to hear it.
We'll never do that.
I will refund you on behalf of the United States Naval Academy.
I'm sitting there with Jack out in the iceberg.
Look, I didn't know they were going to turn into the Titan sub, okay? I didn't know.
At number seven, University of Tennessee, 6-1.
Shaky. Their passing game is broken. Everything else is national championship caliber. I mean, they have the running game. They have an elite defensive line. It's all there. But something is amiss with Nico and his receivers and that delicate balance of Josh Heupel's timing offense. They can't throw the ball.
And number six, Texas A&M. 7-1.
Be careful. You know what they got to visit to this weekend.
Right. That's this week. That next week we talk about it, it's different.
The good old cockaboos. They are at South Carolina at night. Cockaboos.
You taking South Carolina?
I think I am.
Really?
Dude, you're lucky I just don't hop on a plane and go to the damn game.
Oh.
Kenny.
You know what? How about this?
If you're not a flight risk by the weekend and you don't need a toilet every 10 seconds, come on.
Yes, cockaboos. How about this, Mike? A&M wins, you give me one of those Aggie helmets. If South Carolina wins, I'll get you a model cockaboos. You could put it in the man cave.
I heard David's got a hell of a one. David's model cockaboos. By the way, if you don't know what the cockaboos is, they have half a rail yard around Wallace-Bryce Stadium, or whatever it is, in South Carolina. They are decommissioned caboose cars that alums buy and retrofit for tailgating. So it's called the Cockaboose Railroad. So, just for the people's sake. It's a good Google.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
At number five, the University of Miami.
Offensively, yes. Defensively, was.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to keep playing Florida State all year long.
Cock-a-boost. But no, Miami looks like the best of the best because they can win a shootout. A lot of these teams you're putting on here, they can't win a shootout. Yeah. They don't have a passing game. They don't have the ability. Offensively, I don't know how you stop Miami.
Still wondering how they beat Cal.
Cock-a-boost.
Went to sleep in Miami. I said,
oh, there was a lot of.
That was that upset Saturday. I was like, I woke up like, wait, where's the Miami upset?
There was a lot of cock-a-boosts in that game.
At number four, Ohio, Ohio State, 6-1.
I'm going to stay out of this, and I want Kenny or David or you to get involved. I am developing like an ire towards Ohio State because they have it all.
You know what Ohio State is to me?
They're the rich kid who turns into a drug addict for no reason. Why? You have it all. Build an offensive and defensive line, and Ryan Day, for the love of Christ, stop dyeing your beard.
Well, he's not going to stop that. Ohio State, to me, when they're dialed in and they want to play, they can beat anybody.
Cock-a-boos.
But it's almost like you have to light a fire under the entire team, because then last week against Nebraska, they just kind of slept, walked through the game. Probably should have lost it, but they didn't, because in the end, they made some big plays. But I'm looking at the Buckeyes like, gosh, you guys could be a lot better if you tried.
Kenny, Ohio State, they've almost taken your team out in years past. What do you make of this version versus the past?
I still have a little bit of scar tissue when it comes to Ohio State, so I think I'm like you. I just want to stay out of it. But yeah, they are the privileged of the NCAA.
They are. $30 million payroll. They can't find a D-line or an O-line. They should have lost to Nebraska, everybody.
Yeah, they should have.
Go ahead.
And number three, Texas. University of Texas, 7-1.
I'll live with it, but they looked like ass this weekend. Now, was it a hangover from the Georgia game? Potentially. But I still think they're one of the five best teams in America. I can't argue.
At two is Georgia. Kenny, your Georgia Bulldogs sitting there at two, fair or unfair?
I would have bounced them down just because they didn't play where you had teams actually play in the power rank. But, yeah, I don't hate them.
And look, here's the deal. Right here, right now, neutral field, I'd probably take Georgia to beat Oregon. But I understand why Oregon's resume puts them at number one. I need to see Oregon stop throttling it down. Dan Lanning just needs to drop his nuts and put 60 on people.
So you need Lanning to do what Cignetti does.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, once Oregon hits about 35,
they just go Kenny mode.
Yeah.
They just sit there and read the newspaper.
I think that's smart. There's no need to wear down your players.
I want blood. F the players. I'm paying them now. Go score. I want 60 a week.
Maybe you'll see that against Ohio State.
Can someone exert dominance in this lousy, roach-ridden sport of college football?
See, I think the fact that Oregon could go out there and beat you so badly and says, no.
All right.
We've had enough.
Time out. So are you and David betting Michigan this week getting 14.5?
No.
Cock-a-boos.
No way.
All right. You know what? I kind of feel the way I felt last week when the Lions took on the Titans. And remember, I said, you can give me 20 points, and I'm still going to take the Lions.
How many points for you to bet Michigan?
You probably have to give me about 24.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say 20.
Guys.
I'm going to 20. Yeah,
Jesus. Mike, I might do it for 21. A little lunch bet with you guys. Come on, boys. They're going to shorten the game here.
Who?
And we already talked about Lanning powering it down.
Who's going to shorten the game?
Michigan.
What, three and outs?
Oh, my. Okay. You know what? I forgot. You're still emotional about
this.
That's disrespectful.
No, it's not. David.
That's disrespectful.
Look at what they did in the first half against State. It was three and out.
But everything changed after that, and they started moving the ball.
Yeah, Oregon's not.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to apologize for even asking the question.
No, fine. We can just tell
tremendous
me what you want.
Tremendous addition to the power rank.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Cock-a-boost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.